The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.
Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Big night for Brayhead Clan hosting Scottish Rivals Fife Flyers in a big Gardner Conference game. It was the Clan that came away with victory, winning by 5-1. Lee Salter's goal in the opening minute set the tone as the Clan comfortably defeated their Scottish rivals. The forward showed great skill to turn a defenceman before stumbling, but he recovered well to go through on Fife goalie Kevin Regan to complete the move. Derek Rail fired one past his old team minutes later after he was set up by Scott Pitt. The home side were two up inside the opening 5 minutes. Salters increased the gap further, poking the puck home from close range as Brayhead went into the first break very much in pole position. There was controversy as Ben Davis made it 4-0 after great work from Lee Esders, with the Fife players claiming the last touch came off a skate. That's one that will need to be seen again on the footage. Nevertheless, the goal stood, and soon there was a fifth as Matt Keith's shot rattled the bar, leaving Stefan Meyer to square off the finish. Not much in the way of action in that final period, Clan remaining solid for the remainder of the game. They were never in any danger of losing the points, despite Scott Fleming nabbing a late consolation for the visitors. Ended up with Clan winning by 5-1 here at a sellout night at Brayhead Arena. Coming up, we'll get some post-match reaction. Fife Flyers coach Todd Duttium with us now to reflect on that game tonight. Todd, a 5-1 defeat, how do you reflect on that one?
Well, we knew this was a pretty vital match. Ryan's got his team playing fantastic right now. They looked unbeatable tonight for most of the evening, and pretty disappointing on our side of things. We've been battling a lot of injuries and some suspensions, and a few of the other guys are banged up just because I'm overplaying them, but I don't really think that's much of an excuse tonight. You guys look like you guys were skating for fun tonight, and that goal in the first seconds of the game really just killed us. Heads went down. We were really kind of chasing it after that. After that third one went in, it was game over.
I mean, how much of a blow can that have? I mean, so early in the game, a minute into the game, you've still got the rest of the game to turn something around. Did it just feel as though that the heads just went in it after that?
Well, I think it was more like 16 seconds rather than a minute. But, Miles stepped up. I think he thought he could pick off that pass. And Salter stepped by him, walks in on the 2-on-1. Makes it look pretty simple and scores that goal. So, yeah, the guys were, we thought the guys were up for it. I guess that's what happens. We've been playing a lot lately. I've been asking a lot out of a few individuals. And I think a couple early goals and me overplaying guys really caught up with us. And it was a little bit men against boys tonight.
You got that great win against Nottingham Panthers during the week in the Challenge Cup, although the tie overall didn't go your way. A result down there is always a good one. How much were you hoping for a bounce from that tonight?
Well, it's funny because, I think Nottingham did have quite a big lead going into that game. So I don't really think you can reflect, although you're absolutely right. That's twice we've gone down to that building and won. But it wasn't as intense a game as this. This was cranked up a couple levels, the Clan, I'd mentioned earlier, are playing some fantastic hockey, and they're just relentless. All three lines just come at you in waves, didn't seem like there was a lot of space out there tonight, and we were really punished in all areas of the ice tonight.
You've got Edinburgh coming to your place tomorrow night. How'd you get the guys motivated for that one?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to. It seems everybody got points tonight that we didn't want to. Hull got a big win against Belfast, and both Dundee and Edinburgh split the points. So those teams are kind of hot in our heels around that bottom playoff spot. So we need to create some space. We need to come back. Like you said, we need to bounce back tomorrow. Play like the team of old, and hopefully these guys get some rest tonight and we come out and put on a good performance in our building.
Thanks very much, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
Joining me now is the Clan coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 5-1 result tonight. Perfect performance?
Yeah, we played well. You know, systematically we played well. I thought we controlled a large portion of the play. Tough to give up that goal with a minute left. Jonesy, he made some incredible saves when they did test him. He didn't see a ton of action, but he made some big saves, and we would have liked to have closed it out for him. So that's probably the only negative on a relatively good night.
Todd Dutiam spoke to us a few minutes ago. Reckon that first goal changed the game in Clan's favour. Would you agree with that, given it was so early?
Yeah, anytime you can score in a building like this with our crowds and a sellout, and you score 20 seconds in, it sets you up, and then we followed it up with a couple others. So that was the big thing we talked about, was we've built leads before that we let slip away, and we wanted to kind of keep our foot on the gas, and especially going into aggregate games now in the Challenge Cup. We spoke about that is keep going, keep pressing. I thought the guys did a pretty good job tonight.
5-1 though against Fife Flyers, that always looks good on paper. Didn't hear too much from their fans, right enough?
Yeah, obviously we were able to take them. You know, they had a tremendous amount of travelling support, and we were able to take them out of the game early. You know, we scored early and often, and took their momentum away, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get off to a good start. You know, we haven't played well here for probably since Belfast. You know, we haven't played great here, and we wanted to put on a good performance for our fans.
And of course, that lead's still at the top of the league, and other results went for the team as well tonight, so a double win all round, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's a perfect little Saturday so far, but you know what, saying that, we got to follow it up. You know, today doesn't mean a whole lot if we don't follow it up tomorrow, and that's now the secret, and that's the key is, you know, nothing's won or lost on a Saturday night. You got to be able to keep that consistency and keep climbing.
Ryan Kavanagh back in the team tonight. How well did he play, do you think?
He just adds that dimension. One, he's a right shot on the point. The power play didn't click tonight, but I thought we looked dangerous. We had some good looks and just didn't capitalize. But Cavi, he makes great plays under pressure. He moves the puck well. And, of course, on that power play and on the 4-on-3s and 5-on-3s, he's our trigger guy. He's dangerous back there. So I thought he looked pretty well. You know, he's been off for a while, but conditioning-wise, he felt great. The wrist felt great. So it's all good news. And, you know, hopefully he'll get back to where he was before he got hurt.
We're picking up wins, you know, even in the most difficult of games like we saw against Dundee last week. How high is the confidence right now among the team?
Yeah, it's high, you know, but, you know, like I said, we try to kind of control it as far as, you know, staying pretty level-headed because, as you can see, some teams get low and it takes a while to get out, and some teams get too high and your bubble bursts and it's tough to get back on the horse. So we just try to kind of, you know, take it day by day and game by game and establish that consistency within our game and play to our kind of our standard. And the results will take care of itself. And that's all we're preaching. We're not getting too excited about anything. We're just enjoying the moment. And guys are having fun right now.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Clan defenseman Ryan Kavanagh is now with us. Ryan, welcome back to the team. How does it feel to get that first game under your belt?
You know, obviously it's always, you know, nerve-wracking a bit to come back after such a long time, but it was good. I got on the ice a couple times last week and this week, and you know, I was on the bench for most of the game, so you know, I stayed a part of the team, and you know, I felt like it was a good game to get back into it. We played well, everyone played well, and when a team plays together like that, it's really easy to get back into it.
You feeling about some aches and pains just now? It's your first full game in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, just little things from practice and this and that. You know, got to get the body going again, but I felt like I had some good time off to get back into it before I started playing, so. You know, everything went well tonight, and just a little bit of ice, and I'll be good to go again tomorrow.
What's it been like on the bench in recent weeks? I mean, Matt Haywood, that I spoke to recently, he's not a player that likes to sit and watch. Are you the same?
Oh, obviously, you never want to, you know, sit in the stands while your team's on the ice, but, you know, we had a pretty good run while I was out, and I'm, you know, really proud of the guys. They played well, and I'm just happy to be back now.
Great performance tonight, though. A 5-1 win over Fife Flyers, the big rivals as well, keeping that run going.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's really easy to play like that when you have a sold-out house at home and Saturday night and everyone's loud and keeping us going. But, yeah, I mean, everyone played well. Everyone did their part. We did the little things right, and we got the win tonight.
I mean, you talk about the sellout crowd and all that. Is there ever any nerves? I mean, I know you play here every week and you're kind of used to the atmosphere. Is there ever any nerves in a big game like that?
I mean, obviously, when it's a sellout, you know, you want to do as much as you can, you know, to keep the fans coming back, and we seem to be doing that, and they help us just as much as, you know, we do on the ice. They keep us going, and, you know, it's been great so far.
You feel any sympathy for Kyle Jones? He was close to getting a shutout in the end. It would have been a second one on the trot.
Obviously, I mean, you want to do everything you can for your goalie, especially Jonesy, you know, playing so well, and he does everything he can. You know, we really wanted to pull that one out for him, but he played a heck of a game, and we'll get him tomorrow.
Results have gone for Brayhead tonight as well. The other team's run about losing. How much of a boost can that give the team going into the Hull game tomorrow?
I mean, you never really want to focus on the other team. You want to focus on yourself, but obviously tomorrow's a big game. We knew that coming into this weekend. We just got to show up.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Good.
Well, that's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan winning by 5-1. Next time Brayhead Clan are back at the arena, it's a League and Gardner Conference match. Dundee Stars are coming back to Glasgow to take on Ryan Finnerty's men. That's next Saturday, the 17th of January 2015, with a 7 o'clock face-off. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700, or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Coming up in the course of the next week, Brayhead Clan travel to Hull Stingrays on Sunday in a League and Gardner Conference game, and then it's off to Coventry on Wednesday night. That's the 14th of January for the Challenge Cup quarter-final first leg, as Brayhead Clan take on Coventry Blaze. Keep up to date with that via the club's website, www.brayheadclan.com. Find the official Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.